Lesson 4.3, page 38. Exercises 1B and 1C.
We spend a lot of our time looking at screens of all kinds every day, and there's a general feeling that this must be bad for our eyes. But exactly how bad is it? We've invited ophthalmologist Kit Bradley to the studio today to give us an eye doctor's professional perspective on the question. So, Kit, are screens ruining our eyesight?
Basically, the answer is no. Looking at computer screens or any other screens will not permanently damage your eyesight.
Oh, that's great news.
Yes, but like most things, it's not quite that straightforward when you look at it more closely. Although it may not cause permanent, irreversible damage, too much time spent watching any kind of screen can cause physical problems. The good news is that we can solve, or at least alleviate, those problems for the most part.
So what are the problems?
Well, first we need to understand how screens affect the way our eyes function. That's the key to finding a solution. For example, did you know we blink a lot less when we're looking at a screen?
Really?
Yes, 66% less. And that has a major impact on our eyes. Unlike other parts of our body, eyes don't sweat. They don't create their own moisture. Blinking lubricates and cleans our eyes. It's a vital function for healthy eyes. So blinking less means our eyes get dry, and that is not good.
I had no idea. Can we do anything about that?
Yes, blink more. And look away from the screen. Even a short period focusing on something else will cause you to blink more. But of course, there's considerably more to it than just blinking. We think of watching screens as a relaxing, low-energy activity. But the truth of the matter is the muscles in our eyes are working very hard. This gets to the heart of the problem. We don't realize how hard our eyes are working, so we don't give them enough time to rest. This constant fatigue leads to eye strain with all its related problems: dry eyes, blurry vision, headaches. Other factors contribute as well, of course. Reflections from light bulbs or sunlight on the screen add to eye strain. And it's also been suggested that overexposure to blue light can cause damage to a part of the eye called the retina.
Blue light? What's that?
Blue light is emitted by digital screens. It's at one of the extremes of the color spectrum. Its wavelengths are shorter and they travel faster, making our eyes work harder than, say, yellow light. Now, blue light isn't a bad thing in itself. In fact, it can have positive effects. It increases alertness, can boost memory, and lighten your mood. It all comes down to how much blue light our eyes are exposed to. Too much blue light can be damaging.
So we need to cut back on the time we spend in front of our screens, right?
Yes, if we can. But we all know that's easier said than done. Looking at it objectively, it's very difficult to avoid spending time in front of a screen. But there are lots of practical things you can do to manage your screen time better. You can position your monitor to minimize reflections. You can use screen filters to decrease glare, or wear special yellow-tinted glasses to block blue light. You can practice the 20-20-20 rule.
20-20-20? What's that?
You take your eyes off your screen every 20 minutes for 20 seconds to look at something that's 20 feet away, or about 6 meters away.